But the one big drama we had at the end of the 70s was the Petersham Hole. And the sewer collapsed right in the middle of Petersham, where there is no alternative route between Richmond and Kingston apart from Richmond Park. And it was patched up in the spring of 1978 and almost immediately collapsed again. And they decided, the engineers, the council engineers, the transport people, that they had to replace both foul water and rainwater sewers. I found an awful lot more out about sewers than I'd ever realised I wanted to know because of all this. But for instance, there is a brick culvert that comes from Sudbrook Park, underneath Sudbrook Lane, down Petersham Road, down River Lane to the river. I think that's supposed to be the rainwater drain. And that was built in the 18th century, and it was brick built and was in a terrible state when one of the two sewers that the problem. The other one was something from the 1920s or even earlier, which was the 9 or 12 inch foul water iron sewer, which was also in a terrible state as well. And when the road collapsed a second time, the road was closed, the buses were coming from Kingston, turning round at Sandpits Road, would you believe? I've even got a picture of a double-decker bus reversing into Sandpits Road, which not a manoeuvre I would like to do, even in a car. And people had to then walk through Meadow Close, up the footpath, and get a bus the other side. And this went on from middle of 78 until early 1980. The whole of 1979 we had the Petersham Hole. There were even t-shirts produced. Somebody claims to have seen somebody on a Greek beach with a t-shirt that said, "I have seen the Petersham Hole." The disruption to the community should have been appalling, in that we simply couldn't get out to the south except when Richmond Park was open. They allowed Richmond Park to stay open till midnight. No doubt had several deer killed, sadly, as a result of this in the dark. But on occasions, when you drove up Hamgate Avenue through Richmond Park and down Richmond Hill that way, it was actually as quick, if not quicker, than it usually was when the road was open with all the congestion at the bottom of Starngarter Hill and on the way into Richmond and so on. So the community coped surprisingly well, and it was quite a shock when the road was reopened and the traffic all started up again on Petersham Road.